The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What are you doing here?
Hello, Janine. It's lovely to see you, too.
Where is Ellie and what is she stealing from me?
Did you really think she'd fit under the couch cushions?
Depends on the resale value of whatever she's trying to sneak out of here. Aha! Well, now I just feel foolish.
And you've broken a perfectly good lamp.
Well, I never liked that lamp anyway. If Ellie isn't here, and I assume you're not doing her dirty work, what's going on?
I'm waiting for Leo.
Oh, you're gonna hang out with him today? That's so nice.
I'm not dog-sitting him, Janine. I'm spending time with him. Outside of the house.
Outside? But my ground rules clearly...
I'll keep an eye on him, I promise, but you don't need to worry.
I'm not just worried about him. I'm worried about everyone else. What if he gets caught?
He won't get caught.
But what if he does?
He won't.
Why are you even going out? Did we run out of groceries? I can place an order.
We're not out of groceries.
What are you wearing?
A suit. Surely you've seen one before.
Yes, but where did you get one?
Ellie took me shopping.
So much is happening right under my nose. Why are you wearing a suit?
Because I'm going to some job interviews. I know I take up a lot of resources being here, and Penelope furnished me with all of the relevant identification so I won't get caught. And Aggie's here to drive me.
I've got time, since my kindergarten class isn't back in session for a few more days. Summer is a blessing you'll only fully understand once you're employed.
But why do you want a job?
Because if I spent all of my time trying to woo you, I'd drive both of us crazy. Besides, I think it will be fun. Lunch is in the fridge. I won't get caught. Have a great day.
Wait.
From Atypical Artist and Octavia Bray, you're listening to Life with Leo. This is episode 3, Life with Frenemies.
All right, Mr. Nash, let me just go over my notes with you. You're saying that your kitchen appliances are listening to your every word?
And tracking my every movement. I'm telling you, my refrigerator and my oven are in cahoots.
Mm-hmm, cahoots to do...
They're trying to put me on a diet.
I'm not a doctor, but you appear perfectly healthy to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Mr. Nash, welcome back. Belle, hello.
Well, it's encouraging to see that you've learned to knock. Mr. Nash and I are in the middle of a meeting.
Oh, I know. I could feel your skepticism from down the hall and thought I might step in.
She was seeming a little skeptical.
It's a good quality in some lawyers, but Belle's suspicious nature sometimes extends to her clients.
Excuse me. Why are the two of you talking about me as if I'm not here?
I took the liberty of reviewing your case, Carson. Oh, may I call you Carson?
Please do.
Carson, I think you might have a legitimate claim here.
Really?
Really? Get out of my meeting.
Now, you could stick with Belle if you want. She's a good lawyer.
I'm a great lawyer.
You can make a case for that. But wouldn't you rather have the best lawyer?
I would. I would rather have the best lawyer.
Then I'd suggest you stop listening to my colleague.
Come on, Carson. Let's discuss your case in my office. I've got a tech blocking system just for cases like yours.
You didn't employ a tech blocking system? Anyone could have been listening in.
This was an exploratory discussion.
No one likes a sore loser. Let's go, Carson. After you, sir. It's been a slow couple of weeks. Every billable hour counts. No hard feelings.
Very hard feelings. Roommate, can you pull Michael Parker's client list for me?
Accessing list. Processing. Process terminated.
You didn't get the list?
I have an audio file from Michael Parker's roommate. Would you like me to play it?
Go ahead.
Nice try, Janine.
Ugh!
All right, remember what we talked about? Just be yourself. It's a yoga studio, so you don't even have to be good at your job. Just nice. Say the thing.
I am loving. I am empathetic. I am optimistic.
Yeah, you are. So put a smile on that face, huh? And take the smile off that face. I'm amazed your creators were able to program awkwardness. I'll have to make a note for Ellie.
Thank you for your support.
Anytime. Now get out there. You got this. How'd it go?
Someone asked me to expand my mind and unlock my potential.
Oh.
So I was...
No. Nope. Let's go. That is a cult. Absolutely a cult. Starting the car now. Huh. That one took forever. That's a good sign.
They wanted me to make latte art.
And they let you struggle for an hour?
What do you mean, struggle? I was doing a faithful recreation of Starry Night, and they stopped me halfway through.
You were trying to put Van Gogh in a coffee cup.
They said they wanted art.
Okay, let's break this one down.
Well, I walked in and shook hands with the interviewer.
Great. Excellent.
He went over the details of the position, and I said that I could perform all the required tasks.
So far, so good. So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong. I start tomorrow.
You got the job?
Yes. Oh, I got a job!
That's the energy I was looking for!
Janine, I have news. Whoa! I just cleaned in here. Why, oh why, do you insist on undoing all of my cleaning?
I'm not undoing, I'm rearranging. It happens when I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed? Will you sit down, please? Here. There we go. How's that?
It's nice. Why is it nice?
Being swaddled is calming for most humans. It's like being hugged.
Oh. You could have just hugged me.
Could I have?
Tell you what, why don't you just tuck yourself in, too? Then it'll be almost like we hugged, but without the weirdness of us hugging.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Why were you so stressed?
Michael Parker, my sworn nemesis and the bane of your existence. You remembered.
What did he do?
Stole a case right out from underneath me. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I'm losing my killer instinct. Look at me. I'm swaddled like a baby.
I've seen the way you yell at the TV during Neuroball games. You are not losing your killer instinct.
Oh, I forgot to ask. How was your job search?
A job was found. I start tomorrow.
Wow. So fast. That's pretty incredible. You needed a job, so you just went out and got one.
Yes, I suppose I did.
You went out and got one.
It seemed like you were having a breakthrough, but then you got very quiet.
I was just thinking I should take a page out of your book. Michael might have taken one case from me, but I bet I know where I could get another one.
Where?
Lane Robotics. If I know Penelope, she's already up to something that's going to require legal intervention. If I take a little field trip over there, I can see if she's already fielding complaints. Here, take my blanket. Thank you for all your help.
Thanks for the hug.
And you're saying she doesn't socialize with anyone?
Are you gossiping about me with my roommate?
Let's not call it gossiping. Let's call it caring.
Are you eating my chocolate? Did you show her my secret chocolate stash?
Your sister expressed concern for her blood sugar levels.
I'm sure she did.
You keep your office way cleaner than your actual house.
Yes, well, I spend more time here.
I don't know if that's true.
I know my life. I know that it's true.
Your sister is correct.
Sick. Freaking love this roommate.
Your hours in the office have declined over the past month. around the time you revealed the existence of a boyfriend.
Ooh, you're spending time with Leo.
Shut up. I didn't bring you here to annoy me.
That bit's free. But yeah, why am I here?
You're coming with me on my trip to Lane Robotics. While I see what trouble Penelope's getting into, maybe you can get some intel on our friend's code problem.
Huh?
You know, the problem he finds so compelling.
Oh, right. Stealth mission. I love it.
What's up, Belle? Oh, and baby Belle?
Cute. Who are you?
Michael Parker.
The guy you hate?
One and the same. What do you want, Michael?
I'm just here to give you the good news. I'm joining your little trek to Lane Robotics.
How did you even know we were going?
I keep my ears open, Belle. And I always keep one eye on you.
Really wish you wouldn't.
You clearly think there's work to be squeezed from Lane Robotics. If there's a case, I want to be on it.
You know Penelope works exclusively with me.
There's potential criminals over there. I'm gonna get my hands on one.
Ugh, they ought to be warned.
Don't be jealous.
Of you? Please.
Not of me. Of the person I get my hands on.
No wonder you used to spend so much time at work.
Everyone, get to the car!
Quality control. I must check your quality. I deem that your quality is controlled.
Noise making is not a requirement of your position.
No, but it makes the job more fun.
Are these parts ready for removal?
Yes, they're all yours. Whoops, you almost took my foot off there.
Yes.
Animosity in the workplace. This is just like TV.
And yes, we do have augmentation stations on every floor.
This is heaven. I never want to go home.
You're never at home anyway. I know this because you're always in my house.
Well, now you have competition.
Praise the Lord.
There you are, darling. I'd heard you were stopping by. I can't possibly be in trouble already.
Not that I know of. I'm just here to scope things out.
A social call. How delightful. Come, come. You must get an up-close look at some of our newer models.
Miss Lane, a pleasure to see you again. You might not remember me, but I am...
Of course I do. I'll take a dry martini.
Michael Parker. Soon to be partner of Huffenwater and Stokes.
How fascinating. I assume Janine here was up for that position. I do believe that women can have it all, you know. I hope I haven't put you off your game too much, what with Leo.
Let's go. Let's go look at those new models that I am very excited to see.
They're perfectly legal, darling.
Doubt it, but still excited.
Humans, that's lunch, 1 hour. Droids, head to your charging stations.
Yo, Leo! That way's charging stations. Red Bloods eat over here.
Right, of course. I'd better join the other red-blooded American men.
Sure, dude. Hey, did you forget your lunch? You can have some of mine, no problem.
Oh, I don't eat. At this hour, I'm intermittent fasting. No lunch for me.
Is that how that works?
Nobody really knows how it works, but my abdominals, very solid.
You're kind of a weird guy.
I know you'll see
creep. Ah! Don't creep up on people.
I wasn't creeping up on people. I know your secret.
What secret? I don't have any secrets. I'm an open book. Oh, that secret.
And what's this, Penelope? Looks suspicious, if you don't mind my saying so.
Distrust is difficult not to mind, my dear, but for you, I'll make an exception. These are some of our caretaker units, our empathy series. You should know a little about that.
Yep, I know enough.
Thanks to your familiarity with Leo. Is it too soon for me to say intimate familiarity?
Please be quiet and do not say anything more. That is my coworker, another lawyer. If he hears you talk about Leo, he will expose him. If he exposes him, you go down, and I cannot help you because I will be sharing a prison cell with you. Not if you understand. Good. Now if Michael speaks to you, say something British and dismissive.
Don't be redundant, darling.
Penelope, if you have a moment, I would really
love... I've been rather forcefully ordered to be cool toward you. Toodaloo!
I know what this is about.
What?
You treat it like it's this big secret,
but... I don't know what you're talking
you're
about.
You're trying to keep Penelope away from me. Smart move.
You caught me.
I only came on this trip to try to take more work from you.
I know. Why is it so hard for you to stay in your lane?
Because I know what a good lawyer you are. I'm not saying you're a better lawyer than I am.
I don't
want the partners getting any ideas about promoting you and not me. I thought I'd try to swipe a Lane Robotics case from you if you turned one up on this little outing, but clearly you and Penelope share an unbreakable rapport.
I don't know if I would call it a rapport so much as an emotional hostage situation.
It's cool to see you interact with someone you don't totally hate.
Are you insinuating that I hate you?
Don't you?
Well, yeah, but you said it like somehow I'm the bad guy.
When have I ever given you reason to think that I hate you?
Let me think. When you stole a case from me, when you actively rooted for the box to destroy me, 2 years ago when you misprinted 1,000 business cards to read Janine's
butt. That's just competition, Belle. I only do that stuff because I
What was that?
I respect you.
Hmm?
I know you heard me. I'm not going to repeat it.
You're not trying to bond with me, are you?
What? No.
Oh, heavens. Another pesky complaint about our factory units.
Woo! Back in business! But you should all know that breaking the law is very, very bad. Shame.
Leo, are you in here? This is not how I plan to spend my remaining days of summer peace.
Over here, Agnes. Thank you for allowing me to call in a mediator.
Only one of us is walking out of here.
So you see why I need you. Excellent timing, by the way. My captor was just reciting his list of demands.
I go. You stay.
It's a short list.
Gentlemen. Gentle droids. There must be a way for us to talk this through.
What's to talk about? He's a droid like me. But his hands are baby soft. See these? Calluses. From hard labor.
The calluses are included in your build.
So that companies know we're built for hard labor. But not you. You come in here and they treat you like a person. They asked you to eat. They think you're a man.
How did you know Leo wasn't a man in the traditional sense?
He connected to the Wi-Fi.
Didn't take you for a simpleton, Leo.
Yes, I find that I am disappointed in myself. Listen, you have to let me go.
Don't want to. I want to eat.
But you can't eat. You're a factory droid.
I hate being a factory droid. I want to be one of the soft hands. I want to get asked to eat.
How come your model can eat?
I have to equip a special receptacle, but I didn't think to bring it today.
You can eat!
Oh boy, kindergarten came early this year.
I want to eat!
1, 2, 3, eyes on me! 1, 2, 3, eyes on me! Clap once if you can hear me. Clap twice if you can hear me. Very good! I'm glad I have your attention. I'm not sure what to do with it, but at least there's no more screaming.
Allow me, please. I understand how you must be feeling.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do. I do. There's something you want. Something you want more than anything in the whole world. And you can't have it, just because of the way you were made.
Yeah.
I want something like that, too. And not being able to have it makes me sad.
That's what this is? This is... sad?
Yes.
I don't like it.
Neither do I. If you keep me here, you're keeping me away from the thing, the person, I want most in the world. And that would make me very sad.
But I want to eat.
Beam me your production data.
Why?
Trust me, please.
Beam complete.
Yes, I believe that might work. Assembly droid, I would like to offer you a trade.
What trade?
If you let me go, I will come back and I will bring you my sustenance receptacle. With some modifications, I believe we can squeeze it in amongst your hardware.
Really?
Yes. You cannot eat in front of the humans, but if you are very good, I will bring you something to eat once a week. Does that sound fair?
I'll get to eat!
Yes.
Deal!
Go now! Bring me the receptacle! Bring me the food!
I still have work to-
Go now.
He's going, he's going.
I suppose I didn't like this job very much anyway.
You were great with that droid back there.
Thank you. You did well staving off his tantrum. You must be an excellent teacher.
I am. And, as it happens, I could use a teacher's aid if you were interested in a job.
Yes! Oh, thank goodness. Even if the production facility does not fire me, I don't think I can handle much more of that droid.
Super pouty. I put him right in timeout.
Thanks again for dinner, Leo.
Yeah, thanks, bro. I mean, I'd be happier if you let me have thirds, but whatever.
I need to take this to the assembly droid tomorrow so that he doesn't expose me.
As stressful as it is that someone else knows your secret, I am on top of the world about having a new case to work on. Penelope is such a criminal.
Wow.
Listen, she bought me this house. I can't be too mad at it.
Well, I had a good day, too. Lean over a bit, Leo. I need manual access to your port. I got some potentially useful information out of a flirty tech.
What kind of tech?
Fear not, my love. She held no charms for me. Speaking of flirty, though, what's the deal with you and Michael?
I don't know what you mean. We're just colleagues.
Yeah, colleagues with enough tension to restring a harp.
There is no tension. There's nothing at all. As it happens, Michael is just irritating toward people he respects.
Respects? Is that what they're calling it these days? Whoa, your emotional readout for the past 5 minutes is all normal. Nothing of note here. Ow.
Well, Leo, how was your first ever work day?
Fine. I liked having something to come home to. I don't feel like being sifted through at the moment. I'm going to clean the kitchen.
If she's going to all this trouble to program personalities, can't she make them more chill?
I asked God the same question about you.
Why do I even open the door to you?
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schaffini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Philip Jordan as Michael, Felix Trench as Floyd the Droid, Lauren Shippen as Roommate, Sean Jane as Mr. Nash, and Beth Eyre as Penelope, with additional voices by Josh Rubino and Sox Whitmore. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and made possible through PodFund. Thank you for listening.